brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got all the clips of congressmen, sheriffs, you name it, saying words can bring danger. You can't even say something critical of congresspeople. We're going to pass a law. This is actually happening. These people are not liberal by any yardstick. That's their cover name. Threatening to kick the bums out could be outlawed under new legislation. That's a Politico headline. They're actually saying you don't call them bums. Facts of shooters' political beliefs do not match liberal talking points. Paul Joseph Watson, classy father of a 9-year-old victim. Don't exploit my daughter's death to revoke freedoms. But do the culture vultures back off? No. That's why the White House has written all these memos, and their advisors have, saying we need a big tragedy. We need a terror attack to make us the victims. Boom, it happens. Just like at Columbine. Always the nihilistic, mixed up, screwed up children of liberals deliver. And in every case, and you watch, it's going to come out later, in every case, other case I've seen, they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which they now have to put on the drug insert, causes violent breaks with reality. Continuing here. Liberal smear machine backfires after gunman found to be a cultist pot-smoking left-winger. Here's another one. Another tragedy vulture exploits victims to push political agenda to kill free speech. Here's another one. Vitriolic flashback. During illegal immigration debate, Sheriff Dumnick calls opponents racist. So see, they can call you whatever they want. They can say, if you're against health care bill, you don't like black people, which creates racial division and could cause fighting. They don't care, though. They're going to use their political weapons on you. But you're not going to say, kick the bums out. You're not going to say, my Second Amendment's for my right. But the good news is the tide's turning. In every poll, the vast majority have gone from being for abortion to against it. The vast majority being against the Second Amendment to now being for it. No one 5 years ago knew about the Federal Reserve being private. Maybe 2 out of 50 people, maybe. Now, over 80% know it's private, want it abolished, or at least audited. Time is running out for the globalists. The people are aware of the corruption. They want to make it all a big left-wing, right-wing fight. I don't think it's fair to say this guy did all this because he was a left-winger and then let's demonize the Democrats. But his MO is a lot closer to that, and his old makeup and what we know about him is a lot closer to what you'd see as extreme liberal. I mean, I guarantee you, you walk up to some of the vampire wannabes that go to UT down on the drag running around trying to scare people, and you ask them what they believe in, it's going to be communism or something. I mean, you know, it's seen as trendy and cool. And it's disgusting. And I, for one, am sick of it. We got a bunch of audio clips coming up, but, I mean, there are scores of these articles. Gabrielle Giffords shooting reignites fight over right-wing rhetoric in U.S., Sarah Palin at center of storm over political vitriol after spree leaves 6 dead and congresswoman in critical condition. You know, the founding fathers went around actually assassinating tyrants. But they were tyrants who were known to be tyrants and who'd been killing people. I mean, what happened with Ceausescu? Was it right for the Romanians to overthrow that mass murder? Was it right for the German military in Operation Valkyrie to try to overthrow Hitler? According to our government, no. You let the government run all over you. You never stand up against it. But I want to be clear. Going out and becoming violent is not the way to go, because we still can take our states back peacefully and take our Congress back peacefully. The system wants to jumpstart violence to cut that off, to stop that process from happening, where we use words and powerful, truthful words exposing the authoritarianism, the tyranny that's growing under both parties, to have a rediscovery of liberty and freedom and take our country back. So, go ahead and stage all the shootings you want, globalist. This has got it written all over it. People are wise to you, and it isn't going to work. Go ahead and try to take our free speech on our Second Amendment. See what happens.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, let's hear what the father of Christina Taylor Greene, the poor little 9-year-old who was born on 9/11, let's hear what this valiant father, really classy father, had to say. And then we'll play the sheriff in the county exploiting all of this, Clarence Dupnik, what he had to say about it when he was confronted about having no evidence that this guy was a right winger. In fact, the evidence is now becoming completely crystal clear that he was all over the political map and clearly leaning towards a lot of liberal views. But let's go ahead and play this clip of what the father of the little dead girl says. What does he say? He criticizes basically the TSA and the airports and our loss of liberty there. He says, let's not have more of this. You're not going to be able to stop random acts like this. When Cain killed Abel, did God punish the rock that Cain used to bash Abel's brains out with? You know, did the Israelites ban rocks? No. No, Cain got in trouble. And what's happening to our minds? What's happening to our culture? What's happening in Mexico? Why are they unraveling? It's cultures of corruption. Total gun ban in Mexico. Highest crime rate in the world. Now upwards of 30,000 dead. A lot of them police, sheriffs, regional police, mayors. Let's go ahead and play the clip of the father, John Green, of the little girl gunned down reportedly by the Grim Reaper, American flag burning, cross-dressing, animal rights activist, so-called conservative, who liked the Communist Manifesto. Here it is.
John, how do you explain something like this to your little boy?
Well, you know, that we haven't started on that. My son's interested in hunting and in guns in general. He's got Nerf guns and things like that. The only thing I did say is that, you see what happens. And you try to solve problems with guns. You can't solve problems with guns. There's always going to be more problems. You know, this is such a random act. I don't want to raise alarm to such a rare thing to happen in Tucson, Arizona, which is a wonderful city, and the Northwest side is a wonderful community. But it shows that it can happen anywhere, and that's, I think, Christina. You know, she was born on 9/11. The day the towers came down in New York City. And he left us this tragic day. But everything in the middle was beautiful. We had nine beautiful years with her. I know she wouldn't want things to change. Would not want restrictions. I saw what happened to our lives, specifically because I traveled quite a bit. After 9/11, travel became a nightmare. We don't need any more restrictions on our society. I mean, I just think we got friends and family that we have surrounded ourselves with in this tragedy. If maybe that fellow who was shooting everybody, if he had some friends and family around him, prior to this, maybe this wouldn't happen.
Is that one of the lessons we can take away from this, John? I mean, I know.
Okay.
When you lose a loved one, when
the rest of it's up on prisonplanet.com, but there is the father, John Green, and his little girl, was thinking about getting into political office, and so they took her down to meet with role model, the attractive, intelligent member of Congress, who again is set to make a recovery. Doctor's optimistic, but Gifford's in for long recovery. What an amazing story. And to hear that father, we had nine great years with her. Anybody who's got children and daughters, that really is like somebody reaches in and you can feel somebody with their hand on your heart pulling on it. And I just think about this spoiled, rotten, wicked brat. Or he may have been a mind control victim. Either way, he's a mind control victim of the culture. In there playing violent video games 24/7, which all the studies show desensitize you. You may not have the proclivity to be a psychopathic killer, but when a psychopathic killer plays those games, they do get the proclivity. It does kick in. I'm not saying restrict those games, but be conscious about it. But sure don't move to take my free speech. In fact, we have the video clip of it. We'll play it later. Another clip coming up first. But Democrats planning bill that would outlaw threatening lawmakers. And the congressman said that anything, throw the bums out, anything that puts us down, anything that makes us feel bad, anything that may make someone not like us. Over in Europe, that's how they restrict free speech. They say, well, you're calling the government scum. That might make somebody who's unstable come after us. And they're saying they're going to amend the law to basically use the Secret Service on citizens and expand it. But meanwhile, Obama's saying if they bring a knife to a gun, to a fight, we bring a gun. And we've got the Daily Kos talking about this Congresswoman Giffords being dead to them because she was a conservative. Now, let's go to Clarence Dumnick, the sheriff there in the county, who wasted no time, going after everybody's free speech and the Second Amendment. And here he is on Fox, the same show, right after the father was on, and the reporter's asking him, well, what's your proof that rhetoric caused him to do this? I mean, what's your proof? And again, he's a crazy person worshiping the devil. If you watch his videos, he dresses up like the Grim Reaper. You know, this country's in a lot of political trouble. There's a lot of stuff going on. And when things get crazy, people go crazy. When people lose everything, they lose it. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of fireworks coming up. And they plan on using it to take our freedoms, our right to defend ourselves when the economy's collapsing out there and there's people running around looting the streets. This is the big move. If there was any doubt, they want our guns, they want our free speech, they want our birthright, look at what they do. And everybody around this guy knew what he was planning, but he got away with it. Why is that? And who are these guys who brought him there and look like handlers? Why is, you know, John Doe number two? Let's not talk about it. Let's play the clip of the sheriff getting put on the hot seat as he's out there pushing and pushing and pushing to get political gas mileage out of it. Here it is.
What I'm wondering is, do you have reason to believe that this particular suspected killer was taking in information or was in any way influenced by the vitriol or the rhetoric that you're referring to that, you know, has been out on the airwaves?
If your question is specific, I have to be specific and say I don't have that information yet. The investigation is in its very initial phases. But my belief, and I've been watching what's been going on in this country for the last 75 years, and I've been a police officer for over 50 years, there's no doubt in my mind that when a number of people night and day try to inflame the public that there's going to be some consequences from doing that, and I think it's irresponsible to do that.
Is that, Sheriff, just, it sounds like you're being very honest, that that's just your speculation and that's not anything that's fact-based at this point.
That's my opinion, period.
And, you know, we've had some people question whether that is something you should be sharing now because tempers are already inflamed. People are upset about what's happened. The grieving families are still mourning. The bodies have yet to be buried. And is it the time, really, to be injecting speculative opinion like that into this case by somebody like yourself, the sheriff?
Well, I think difference of opinion is what makes the world go round and round. But I think it's irresponsible for us not at some point to address this kind of behavior and try to put a stop to it. There's no doubt in my mind that there are consequences to this kind of behavior. When people, allegedly credible people, who get up and in front of cameras and microphones.
So this is a guy, we have the video of that too coming up if we have time. This is the sheriff that said, you're a racist if you don't like health care. This is the sheriff who said it's racist if you want to control the borders. That's inflaming people. What does MSNBC do? What do all these guys do? And hey, you know what? Spew your rhetoric. I've got my response to you. That's how this works. And you're not going to shut us up. You're not going to shut us up. Listen, you may have been able to, that is the feds, bomb Oklahoma City in 95 to shut down the states' rights movement. The world government wasn't out in the open then. The implosion of the dollar wasn't out in the open. The 23% or higher unemployment, with you lying and saying it's 9.6, 9.8, that wasn't out in the open then. You can say we're inflaming the public. Oh, I've got to love it. We've got all this government corruption. Mexico has imploded, 30,000 dead in the last 2 years. Well, it's 28,000. It's growing. All this bedlam worldwide, food riots, energy riots going on, private central banks stealing tens of trillions a year from the Western world. They won't tell the parliaments and Congress where the money went. And then we sit up here and say, hey, we're sick of this tyranny. We don't want to live in this corporate / Soviet, you know, system. And you say, sit down and shut up. Here it is. Dems planning bill that would outlaw threatening lawmakers. Use of language or symbols that could be perceived as inciting violence. They will decide what's perceived. Obama flashback. If they bring a knife to a gunfight, we'll bring a gun. Video. Father of 9-year-old murder victim does not want more restrictions on freedoms. Clyburn, reinstate the fairness doctrine. It's getting bad.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
All right, Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in Arizona and knows all these players. He's got some really important information for us, and I'm going to integrate it in with a chilling report that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by the excellent research blog, The Total Collapse. Top U.S. federal judge assassinated after threat to Obama agenda. And it goes through that Judge Roll was really causing them a problem. We're going to be covering that with Sheriff Richard Mack coming up. And we're going to have open phones when he's on with us as well. Then we're going to have Larry Pratt in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. But quite frankly, their bold attack on the Second Amendment is one thing. And I've got the proposed legislation they already had written in the last month. We warned you. They've got geographically specific Texas to California gun registration plan. And I've got the bill all right here. It's a New American article we've got linked up on InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com. But quite frankly, that isn't as frightening as them openly, because I've got the legislation right here and what they're proposing. They say anything that makes somebody look bad in government is going to be illegal because it could incite somebody. I mean, this is moving very, very, very fast right now. The toll-free number specifically on the shooting. Any tidbits of information you've got or points I haven't raised specifically on the Second Amendment or this attack on the First Amendment. I tell you, the Democrats really show us who they are. I saw Republicans, you know, back during Bush, say arrest 9/11 truthers, taser them, send them to Guantanamo. I mean, it's just both parties are totally disgusting. But whatever party's in power are the ones that always really flog the tyranny. And then as soon as the other party's out of power, they then pose as, you know, defenders of liberty. But a real change has happened. A lot of these new Republicans are patriots, do speak out against the world government, do speak out against the New World Order, and are real. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops against them. If you see the media going into absolute conniption fits against somebody, then you know they're good. And strangely enough, I just started researching this last night because I just took it for granted that, well, she's a Democrat. She must be pro-abortion, pro-open border, anti-gun. It turns out the Democrats absolutely hated and had attacked her and called her dead to them and everywhere else, this Giffords lady. And her husband's a Navy captain. You know, they're mainline conservatives. And they did not like it. And I got a sneaking suspicion because he's been to we've now confirmed he's been to events with her. He's asked her weird questions, the reported shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner. And again, I was able to say last night, I bet this guy's a devil worshiper. Anybody that's, you know, saying his favorite video is a Grim Reaper burning an American flag with really creepy music. I noticed that in the video I saw Saturday that it would look like Arizona, the background. Then I did searches on that other person's handle. Turns out they reportedly know him. Now they're reporting he was there. I mean, look, you're dressing up like a really creepy Grim Reaper and playing really sick music burning an American flag. Does that sound like a Tea Partier to you? Doesn't even sound like a Democrat to you. No, it's a lunatic. A lunatic. Now, was it artificial? Had he been broken into this? He had the alter egos, the multiple personalities. He was one of them was a woman. Another was a liberal that took care of doggies. He would dress different for everyone. Another was this devil worshiper, Grim Reaper. He was obsessed with words and was always, I mean, you watch his videos. I mean, it's hard to fake somebody this crazy. Of course, some of his favorite books were Alice in Wonderland. Of course, you know who else liked those books. Other famous shooters were obsessed with it. For some reason they use it in code words and things. I'd have to say right now, it's about an 80% probability that this is a staged event. You know, he went into some kind of psychiatric reviews in September, but they're keeping all that very close to their vest right now. But it was ordered in September of last year. The police came to his house. And, you know, I think there needs to be more probable cause acted on. When somebody's talking about how they're going to kill people, which he'd done, that's a warrant right there. You start going around dressing up in black trench coats and talking about abortion and how great it is and talking about how you want to kill people. Then you need to have a warrant needs to be served out. You know, but they never go to Harris and Kleibold's house. They never go to this guy's house. And I bet you it's going to come out in months. It always has that this guy was on some type of Prozac drug, which they admit puts you into a highly suggestible la-la land. Well, you'll do things like shoot people. It took us decades, but now it's on the drug inserts. They have to admit it. Sheriff Matt coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
Lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension.
They want to shut down
like
our
air,
speech.
Like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist.
That's right.
And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into
your brain. Our free speech.
You think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs.
Yeah, shut up, bureaucrat.
No
shut up, control freak.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. No amount of your staged events or your wind-up toy of drugged-out children of government bureaucrats are going to stop us from taking this republic back. We're going to Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in the era of Arizona, who won at the Supreme Court, who knew Judge Roll, who was killed. Got a lot of suspicious stuff going on that front. Then coming up in about an hour, we have, popping in for the last 30 minutes, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America on this situation. We're also going to be opening the phones up for John, Dave, Harry, Joe, Ryan, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. If you're from Tucson and you have any eyewitness reports or anything that's particularly key on the intel front, we're going to open up our phone lines here at my office, but only for people that have bombshell information. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, the main phone system, 800-259-9231. Before we go to Sheriff Richard Mack, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that made today's broadcast possible. First off is prepared.pro. That's prepared.pro. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They are in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They have emergency shelters, safe rooms, boxes that are properly made to bury your guns so they won't get water in them. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike, survival gear, you name it. Again, it's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Banner up on Infowars.com. And finally, Stansberry Research, dealing with their free video with dollar devaluation. Their predictions, the dollar will not be the world reserve currency by the end of 2011. You can watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 1999. Subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Again, that's endofamerica3.com. And finally, we couldn't do anything with this alternative media operation that we've built without your support. When you go to the online video bookstore, you get those Infowars.com t-shirts to spread the word and to meet like-minded people, wearing your colors loud and proud, the Don't Tread on Me shirts. All these words and images that scare the tyrant so bad that their real enemy is speech, not some wind-up toy drugged out of his mind that citizens took down and dealt with. Infowars.com, the books, the videos, the films on the chemtrailing, the films on the police state, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire on this unelected global government, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us here at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Got a lot of new books we're carrying, like They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Debt. Also, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy by New York Times bestseller Jim Mars. The system doesn't like that all these books exposing the New World Order are New York Times bestsellers, or that my films are seen by hundreds of millions of people online. They don't like it. They're scared. They know people are waking up. And so I go back as we go to Sheriff Richard Mack, to our articles, warning everyone, back in 2010, top Fed repeats ominous absorb terror rhetoric. All these different White House officials and advisors making chilling comments about how they need staged terror attacks in America to be blamed on domestic groups so that people will then love Obama again and accept their agenda. And it's all right here. In fact, let me just pull you the Robert Shapiro clip. This is just one of them. Clinton and Obama advisor. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, this is Financial Times of London, he has to find some way of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. And I'm sorry to have to talk about mind control, but we know it's been declassified. They have them. You get into Harris and Kleybold and Columbine. That was a staged event. It takes hours to go over the evidence. But we're joined for the next 55 minutes or so by a man who really needs no introduction, SheriffMack.com, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. In 94, he filed a lawsuit challenging the Brady Bill, ruled on by John M. Roll, the judge who was just murdered by the Grim Reaper character, who loves Karl Marx and likes to dress as a woman and burn American flags, but he's a conservative, the New York Times says. He's a lecturer on constitutional issues relating to gun control, law enforcement, and states' rights. and I had the pleasure of having him speak at an event I had in Central California a few months ago. And he's here with us now because he knows the players. He knows the gun grabber, anti-free speech pimp, Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, what a dupe he is to tyranny. And he also knows the late and honorable, and he was an honorable judge, Roll. And he was a sheriff out in those parts, and he won at the Supreme Court. So we're going to go over that with Sheriff Mack, and I'm going to hit some new intel and get his take on it and then your phone calls. Sheriff Mack, good to have you here with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. It's a real sad day for America to address this issue, but especially to address the issue of one of the very few, if not the only, principled constitutional judge in America, and now he's gone. And as you said, he was the judge in my case, and he defended me. Everything that we stood for by principle, he stood with us. He made sure that those who were going after me were shot down, those who were trying to attack, even my standing. The federal government attacked, said that Sheriff Mack can't even sue us because he has no standing, he doesn't represent the county, he's not a county commissioner, therefore has no business and no lawful authority to sue. Judge Roll shut that down. He said the only principle that really matters here is that the government is trying to force Sheriff Mack to violate his oath of office to comply with federal unconstitutional, unfunded mandates. He recognized it. He stood behind it. He had the courage to stand for what the truth was that I was actually trying to do. He's mentioned in all my books, especially from my cold dead fingers. And if anybody wants to pick that up, it's actually the very best quote I've ever heard. Can you imagine, Alex, that a federal judge, and this is on page 19, he said, Congress exceeded its authority under Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Actually quoted the enumerated powers of Congress and said they violated Article 1, Section 8, and therefore Mack wins because of the 10th Amendment. And this also, he was the only judge who heard this case out of dozens and dozens of judges who heard this case at the circuit court level and at the Supreme Court. He was the only one that said this also violated Mack's Fifth Amendment rights because it violates his right to due process.
Now, I want to go more over this, but as we're researching this deeply, it turns out that Congresswoman Giffords, we're going to play this clip next hour, was on Fox News the day before she was shot. And she was talking about breaking the left-right paradigm, coming together, cutting government, cutting congressional spending. If the Democrats and Republicans ever come together against the open borders, against the gun control, against the dollar devaluation, it's game over for the bankers. And I find it very suspicious that Judge Roll, who was for controlling the border and was meeting with her about the deteriorating security, he'd been criticizing that 80-plus miles into Arizona is now controlled by Mexico. It turns out that, and I'm going to get to this a little bit later after you talk more, top U.S. federal judge assassinated after threat to Obama agenda. It turns out that in a key ruling in an SVR report, federal judge John McCarthy Roll was the chief judge for the United States District Court for the District of Arizona, who this past Friday issued what was called a preliminary ruling in the case of United States of America versus the 333-520 in United States currency, and then they have the case number filed, wherein he stated he was preparing to rule against Obama's power to seize American citizens' money without clear and convincing evidence of a crime being committed. So he was going up against the Know Your Customer Patriot Act stuff and how key this ruling was. There's been other rulings against grabbing people's homes without proper deeds. He was going in that direction. I tell you, very convenient that these two got shot for the Obamanoids. I mean, if this was a so-called conservative out to kill liberals, he sure killed and wounded the wrong people, Richard Mack.
Oh, no question. Now, there's no question that Gabby Giffords is a good woman. She has been very independent. I don't agree with all her views, but she was pro-Second Amendment. She was working against illegal immigration. She has a gun and carries a gun. Even if she would have had a gun in her hand, I don't think she would have been able to shoot back on this particular instance. But, yes, when somebody told me that Judge Roll was at her rally, I said, no way. I said, federal judges are not supposed to go to public political rallies like that. And then they said, oh, well, he was just shopping at Safeway and just happened out right at the wrong moment, and he was saying hello to Congresswoman Gifford.
Yeah, now we're told he wanted to meet with her about the deteriorating situation. He wanted to meet with her after.
Correct.
I think something else was going on. I smell a big, fat, dirty rat.
Well, I did at the very beginning, and when my son called me, I was actually speaking again in California. My son called me in the morning, and he didn't know it was Judge Roll, and all my family know Judge Roll very well because he's in all my books, and they remember his name because he was the first one to hear my case. And I was just absolutely floored at my next meeting when a person in the audience told me that the judge that was murdered was Judge John Roll. This is an absolutely principled constitutional man, a man who would do anything to stand for freedom for our country. And then he gets snuffed out by somebody who actually admits on his own emails that there are such things as mind control, brainwashing, and all this other crap. And then he goes through with this absolute horrendous murder. And how could anyone look at that beautiful little girl and shoot her like that? It has to be somebody who's completely deranged or completely manipulated.
Absolutely. Who could shoot a 9-year-old girl? I mean, you look in this murderer's eyes, and then there's all the witnesses. He's the reported murderer, and he is just completely crazed. But now we learn one personality, he dressed up like a woman. Another, he did devil worship. Another, he went out and helped people locally with their animals. I mean, this guy sounds like the classic multiple personality fruitcake. And now the New York Daily News and others are reporting the teachers are saying in college he would come in and basically say, I'm under mind control. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
And I'll tell you another thing, Alex. I told my son who it was. I didn't know this kid's name, but I said, this is going to be a white, deranged, supposed constitutional guy and a loner. And sure enough, here it comes. I knew it before it was even reported who he was.
Yeah, my gut told me that, too. I was hoping above hope. What do you think about the bizarre voodoo? He's got the skull of the oranges. For those that don't know, that's an offering to Beelzebub. You know,
yeah.
Even in voodoo, they've got the light and the dark voodoo. This is the darkest type of voodoo here.
Well, these things are real, and that's why you've got to steer away. And what we've said all along is to steer away from those who participate in the Satan worship. It can create a mind control. It can create a brainwashing.
Well, why did his parents allow this big tent in the back with sofas? And I mean, he had a whole setup out there. Well, what parents let their kid have a full-board devil worship outfit?
You know, and again, all of that's crazy. And instead of Sheriff Dubnyk, Pima County Sheriff in Tucson, and others in this country, Congresswoman McCarthy now calling for more gun control, if all these idiots would keep their mouth shut and try to investigate and see what went on and attack the problem instead of attacking freedom and the Constitution, we're going to make it somewhere on this issue. But the first thing is I would ask any sheriff or any police officer, why did not Tucson PD have security there at an outdoor political rally of a congresswoman? Why didn't the sheriff have security there?
When I spoke at Santa Cruz with you, I didn't even ask for it, and they had like 30 people.
I know. Security was everywhere, and I'm glad they were. I was glad to see security at our event there. You had a tremendous event out there. It was jam-packed, standing room only, 900 people, maybe 1,000, both nights, two nights in a row, and there was security there. She's a congresswoman, for God's sakes, and she's 1 hour. She's 60 minutes from the border, and they have no security at an outdoor event for her?
When there are public hits on members of Congress, federal judges, and sheriffs on record that have been standing for border control.
Yeah, and the Sheriff Dubnyk has been criticizing all the other sheriffs who have been fighting the illegal immigration. He with the other sheriff from Santa Cruz, Sheriff Estrada, Those two have been fighting the other sheriffs, and these are sheriffs who are getting shot at multiple times, deputies and others getting shot at out in these desert areas where the cartels are now bleeding over into Arizona, and these sheriffs are putting their lives on the line, Sheriff Babu especially, in Pinal County, which is right next to Pima County. And then Sheriff Dupnik, what does he do? He criticizes the sheriffs, tells them, tells everybody, tells the entire nation that illegal immigration is not a problem, and those of you trying to fight it are a bunch of racists and bigots. How absurd can we get?
And he's saying that it's our fault when this Grim Reaper Marxist lover never said anything about immigration.
Correct. And not only that, Sheriff Dupnik is now blaming the Tea Party movement, the constitutionalists, and other people on radio talk shows that it's our rhetoric. And so he's basically telling America and people in Arizona and his constituents who are Tea Party members, and there's a lot of them there, that you should be quiet and support your government so people like this don't get bad ideas from what you are saying. How absurd can you get?
Unbelievable. I want to get into the move to shut down free speech, open legislation being proposed, the attack on the Second Amendment, and a lot more with Sheriff Richard Mack and more on Judge Roll. Stay with us. I've got a lot more key information coming up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Doing a search term today so that it will lead people all over the internet back to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in our detailed article, Liberal Smear Machine Backfires After Gunman Found to Be a Cultist Pot-Smoking Left-Winger. And folks, you know I'm for drug decriminalization. I'm not bashing pot smokers. But the point here is that for mentally ill people, I've read the studies. It may help you if you've got cancer or glaucoma. I know it's got a lot of medical uses, but it is classified in the hallucinogenic area. And time again, marijuana does make schizophrenics. You can look it up. They recommend schizophrenics not use any drugs, but helps push them deeper into the psychosis for whatever reason. It can also have positive psychological effects on other people, but, you know, different things are different for everybody. You know, that's the old, you know, stuff about opiates. Sometimes with Native Americans, you can't knock them out with that for surgery. They've got to use something else. It's different for every person. And schizophrenics, it is not the way to go. Again, it could be mind control, could be a schizophrenic. But we're doing the search term liberal smear machine. Let's put that in Google over and over again, liberal smear machine. And let's also do the headline. Let's fire another torpedo on the info war. Gunman left winger. Gunman left winger. That's the second search term. So liberal smear machine and liberal left winger. Sheriff Richard Mack, again, who was a sheriff down there and knows all these players. What is it like? I mean, because I know you're doing the research, but I've seen all over the news that he was talking about killing people at college. The police had been to his house. Why didn't they execute a search warrant? Why hadn't he been put in psychiatric care, or was he? We're not being told that. I mean, they're acting very suspicious. The sheriff won't talk about what they've got out of his safe, and then won't say it's proof that it's right wing. I mean, you know, this sounds like a lot's going on here when he's got a full bore black magic temple in his backyard.
Well, I would like to first ask the sheriff, why aren't you going after the people who got him the marijuana? He wasn't growing his own, so let's find out who his drug source was. Let's arrest them for being accomplices, and maybe we should make laws against marijuana. Oh, whoops, it's already against the law. He couldn't get marijuana. It's against the law. Yeah, he was a pothead. He was a kook, and we don't believe that he went to, that he was ever institutionalized. Because he was able to buy a gun just a few months ago, and he had to do obviously go through the criminal background check from the sports authority where he bought the gun. So most of those, but again, some mental history records are not immediately available to those kinds of checks, even though the FBI has tried to increase those and put them on their list. Those are a little bit more difficult to deal with, even for the FBI and all their.
Well, we also know they're already trying to use it against military veterans, so they're going to use it as a discriminatory system. I'd rather just have the people be armed to defend ourselves from loons.
Well, absolutely. And the whole thing is the leaders, including Sheriff Dubnyk and our own Congress, are going to use this to take guns away from you and me. Innocent law-abiding citizens are going to pay the price for this because they're going to come after us. Now, Arizona just recently, this might be another spoke on the wheel here of this whole story. Arizona just 6 months ago went to a constitutional form of Second Amendment adherence. We no longer require permits of any kind. You can carry open or concealed. No money, no fees, no licenses, no permits, no asking mother may I.
And that's Vermont style. You know, if this would have been a Republican rally, I'll guarantee you half the people would have been packing and he would have been shot down even faster.
He wouldn't have got the second shot off if the people I know in Tucson that are just the normal Tea Party groups and the gun rights groups, if any of them had been there, this guy would have never shot that little girl.
Oh, makes me sick. And now they're going to try to use her murder to take our sacred First Amendment and Second Amendment. But her father, have you heard this, Sheriff Mack? I'll ask you when we come back in 60 seconds. Her father came out and said, don't take people's liberties over her death.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.